Chris Templeton was walking through the rattlesnake wilderness of Montana a few years ago when he came across a flock of black-capped chickadees mobbing a predator, a pygmy owl. He turned on his recorder to capture the scene. Templeton was so inspired by the scene, he decided to study chickadee calls. And he's just published a study showing these aren't simply a frantic alarm. There's specific information in the call of the chickadee. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
If you've ever stopped to listen to a chickadee in a tree or at a feeder, Chris Templeton says you can't help but notice how expressive they are.
I've got a whole bunch of different vocal signals, and 17 different calls in all. And, you know, each one contains a lot of information. Depending on what context they're produced in, they mean different things.
As a student at the University of Montana, Templeton decided to explore how chickadees use these sounds as warning calls. To elicit a response from his tiny songbirds, he befriended somebody at Raptors of the Rockies, a bird rescue organization, who had ready access to a dozen different birds of prey.
Most of them maybe had a broken wing or something and were still being cared for, but you know they were alive and healthy in every other respect, and the chickadees couldn't really tell the difference.
Templeton would tether these predators to a board and put them in a huge aviary with a flock of chickadees.
One example would be a pygmy owl, which is a really small owl that actually hunts during the day, and it's a big threat to chickadees and other small birds.
So, as you would imagine, this elicited a rather dramatic response. Chickadee-dee-dee-dee. He says compare that with their songs when they introduced a great horned owl, a bird that is less maneuverable in the woods, and so not so much of a threat to songbirds like chickadees. The lack of extra DDs is obvious.
The truth is they're changing a lot of other features in addition to the number of D notes, but they're all just very subtle things that we can't even hear.
But Templeton was able to tease out those more subtle differences by analyzing the recordings. He compared the chickadees' responses to more than a dozen different predators. His conclusions are being published in the latest issue of Science magazine.
One is that animals certainly can discriminate among really similar-looking predators. Things like a merlin and a kestrel, which look very similar to us. And that they have a very sophisticated communication system that actually encodes this information in their vocalizations.
Chickadees don't have separate vocal signals for each potential predator, Templeton says, but they do very clearly have different calls for major threats versus minor threats. And those calls determine how the birds react, whether they gang up and mob a predator or just wait for it to pass. Susan Smith, the grand dame of black-capped chickadee research, says the findings show that these birds really do use a form of language. That's not a big surprise to her.
There has to be a point for making all this variety of different calls.
Smith is at Mount Holyoke College. She says many other bird species actually tune into chickadee calls and respond to the predator as well. And though chickadees are vocally quite versatile, there's no reason to think their language skills are unique.
What chickadees can do, probably lots of other birds can do too.
Chris Templeton is counting on that. He's now in graduate school at the University of Washington, and his new research subject is the song sparrow. Richard Harris, NPR News.